It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Yeah, I thought potentially I was going to, you know, maybe get out there, but just something that I was dealing with for a little bit throughout the year and kind of re-aggravated it, so just being smart about it.
Josh Norris, former Senator, now Sabre, unfortunately remains sidelined due to injury, won't play against Ottawa tonight.
Still has to put money on the board. It doesn't matter if you're not in the game, you have to put money on the board. That's, I would bully somebody for that.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I don't like encourage.
Who started this?
Money. I don't know who started the money on the board thing, but I it's a good tradition. It has to keep going. It used to be like $50. Now I think if you put $500, you're cheapo on the board. That's the way it goes. But okay, Josh Norris obviously not going to play tonight. Hopefully, soon we get to see him because I feel like we need to see where Josh Norris fits and how that works.
Breaking news.
What is it?
Former senator and one of my all-time current favorite defensemen.
I was going to say didn't talk about him.
Jacob Chychrun, 8-year. And by the way, I predicted this. Well, I didn't see it because I was too busy modeling socks.
I should have told you.
Looking at your hoodie and your Bald for Bucks build-up. Jacob Chychrun, 8 years, $72 million with the Capitals.
Yes.
Good for Jacob. And what about that number?
$72 million?
No, like nine million? A year.
It's a lot, but Jacob Chychrun is worth it. He's had a fantastic year, and he's bounced around like Arizona,
Ottawa.
What
does he mean for Bo Byram?
Bo is going to be, I think Bo's going to be between 7 and 8.
Right, because he doesn't have as many numbers posted as...
Yeah, as Chychrun.
Like he just crested over 30 points for the first... Like, yeah. He just set a career high just over 30
Chychrun
points.
Chychrun was going to be UFA in the summer.
Chychrun's been such a good goal scorer
among
defensemen, which is... I don't want to say unusual, obviously, but it does put him in a little bit different category among offensive point-producing
defense.
Okay,
let's talk about the Washington Capitals and their defense, because Jacob Chychrun is a big part of the success in Washington this year. But their defense has been so incredibly healthy. Mm-hmm. They have now played 57 straight games with the same six on defense.
But maybe not tonight.
Maybe not tonight. Chychrun got a cut. The other day, and he may not play tonight, so they signed this deal. But here's the other thing. John Carlson, Jacob Chychrun, Matthew Roy, right? Ferravari, Sandin, and Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Mm-hmm. Van Riemsdyk has 19 points this year. He's going to get a point this season. Mm-hmm. All six of those defensemen will be 20 or more points this season. Mm-hmm. We talk about getting 40 points out of Dahlin, Power, with Byram, yep. and that's pretty rare. Imagine having 20 or more points from all six of your defensemen.
Well, what do you think it means? It means they're tied with Colorado for most points by defensemen. And when you're talking about...
And your team is scoring a lot.
Yeah, but when you're talking about Cale Makar has half of that...
Yeah. Different way.
It's different. A different way. And 182 points for the Avs, 182 points for the Capitals from their blue line, Tampa at 171, Columbus, because of the standout season of Zach Werenski, yes. at 166, Edmonton 164, and Buffalo 163. We have talked about this all year long, the Sabres' position in this category. It's not a guarantee for success, obviously.
Nope.
It simply helps when you have so much else in the way of depth and consistency, and that's what the Capitals have had from the outset this year.
It has been incredible, and it has made this great chase for Alex Ovechkin more fun. Mm-hmm. Ovechkin, obviously, six back seven to pass Wayne Gretzky, and yep. we're going to see Alex Ovechkin here next week on Sunday.
Here, in Washington.
Well, we're going to see him on MSG here on this channel or on WGR, but yeah, it will be in Washington. So... he's not going to get to, you know, seven goals between now and then. Who knows?
What do you mean?
He gets a couple of hat tricks and all of a sudden he's a goal away and plays the Buffalo Sabres. It could happen, but I just don't think that I would put money on it, but I would still put money on it that it will happen before the end of the season.
Producer Jeff, please tell me you just recorded that snippet that it won't happen.
Before the game in Buffalo plays in Washington.
On Sunday.
On Sunday. Yes. It won't happen then, but it will happen after that. I'm still thinking the Pittsburgh Penguins' last game of the season in Pittsburgh, that would be the stage for Ovechkin to score against Sid.
Who would ever wait that long? Come on.
Well, I will wait that long. I'll watch every single game. I'll be good. Also, last night...
Just to reiterate.
Go ahead.
They're starting a trip tonight.
Yes.
They're in Winnipeg and Minnesota. Sorry, I thought they had one more game before the... Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah, they have two, and then okay. us.
He is unlikely to do what Wayne Gretzky did in pursuit of 50 goals in 50 games when Wayne got 9 in the last two games to end up with 50 and 39.
A four-goal game and a five-goal game.
I'm not anticipating that from Ovechkin, but I would not put it against him.
Yeah, and how did Wayne do the 50 goals in 39 games? What was the 50th goal?
Empty netter.
Empty netter. And everybody's saying, no, it can't be an empty netter. I don't care. I just want to see all goals count. And I just want to see Ovechkin break that record.
That's what the Islanders are saying. They want to see all goals count.
Yes. Last night, that did not count. Also, last night, there was a lot of things happening. So,
two shootouts, by the way. So this is why I'm, once again, super happy.
Well, there was a shootout in the New Jersey-Vancouver game. And it wasn't unexpected to see Jacob Markstrom start for the New Jersey Devils. Jake Allen has done good, but Markstrom is their guy. And the Devils, they've not been great since losing Jack Hughes, but they're hanging in there. They're staying afloat. But it was a total surprise to see Thatcher Demko start with the Vancouver Canucks. Now, he last played on February 8th. He's dealt with minor lower body injury, not minor, they're major injuries. That happened last year in the playoffs, all throughout the summer, missed the first 2 months of the year. Big, big story in Vancouver. He has one team practice on Sunday. He gets activated off IR and played last night. Like, I was so surprised to see him play. He looked good. I think there was some moments where he looked a little tentative, and the Canucks were almost out of a playoff chase, right? They pull their goalie. They get a goal from Duffer. You're going to love this. Jake DeBrus scored the goal. Oh, no, wait. Pew Suter scored the goal. 2 hours later, it's Connor Garland.
Are you serious?
But I knew right away it was Connor Garland. Why? Because I was watching.
Well, because you're mildly obsessed.
I went, yes, because they're calling it Jake DeBrus' goal. And Pew Suter's like, yeah, I got it. And he's leading the way. And then I looked at the replay from the overhead. And yes, Pew Suter got the puck to go towards the net. Uh-huh. But it went off the toe of Connor Garland's skate and into the net. So it's Connor Garland's goal. But yes, it was so funny that it took about 2 hours for the league to change it on the game sheet.
Okay, so because of that game last night, I was thinking back to our date night in Henderson, Nevada.
Paul Cotter.
Now, Don't rewrite the ending.
Okay. I don't want to ruin
now,
it.
Do you know what year it was that we were there? Because 2020 probably, right? Or was it 2021, 22?
After the pandemic.
Okay, but we were still wearing masks in the crowd that night.
Yes.
Okay. So, incredibly, on our date night in early 2022 in Henderson, Nevada, we were watching Logan Thompson and Paul Cotter.
Yes.
In the American Hockey League. And they were the two players that stood out to us the most. Thompson now has a ridiculous record, the fewest regulation losses among any starting netminder, and has a long-term extension with the Capitals. And Paul Cotter led off the shootout for the Devils against Vancouver last night, and his first year with the Devils, which has probably been more than anybody could have imagined. Isn't it crazy how you can't know or project in a moment, but you're sitting there going, wow, these two guys look pretty darn good.
They did look pretty darn good. Here's the issue when it comes to Paul Cotter yesterday is that he had a wide open net in overtime. He's a lefty shot. He got the pass. He looked, and Thatcher Demko came with the split. A really nice save, and that held New Jersey off from winning in overtime, and it allowed Vancouver to get 2 points. And now when you look at the standings in the Western Conference, let's look at this. Vancouver is 3 points back of the St. Louis Blues, one game in hand. Calgary is 4 points back of the Blues, three games in hand. Calgary is in action tonight hosting Seattle. Mm-hmm. There's so much happening. Utah is done, by the way. They looked awful last night against Detroit. I'm not putting any thought on Utah Hockey Club anymore.
Well, they scored first, but after that, I mean, honestly, maybe the worst goal in an...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
NHL history. Austin Watson. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I just remember.
He was way out. It hit his stick. It went probably 25 to 35 feet in the air and looped over everyone, including the netminder. Nobody had any clue. And then it just dropped into the net.
Yeah, that was
and
Alex
Matt McConnell, the play-by-play, goes, because the analysts were actually talking during it, and he was like,
goal.
And it went in. And it like came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, my gosh, how did that happen?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Peter Mrazek got hurt in the first minute. It was Dylan Gunter drove the net hard, and so there was a right leg that twisted. He took a knee to the head. He got removed. Alex Lyon went in and played really well. But so that was an injury last night, and then there was almost a bad injury in Dallas. Mikko Rantanen took a puck to the face. It was a deflected point shot. He never saw it. It took hit him right in the jaw. And it wasn't like, oh, it hit the visor, then the jaw, or it hit the shoulder, then the jaw. It was bang, straight on the jaw. He went down, came back with the basically not the Patti LaFontaine like jaw
same
protector.
Same one as Marchenko's wearing.
Marchenko, yeah, the clear like bottom of a full bubble, and came back and played, and as you mentioned, assisted on the empty net goal. But I was very worried for Mikko Rantanen when that puck hit him in the face.
Yeah, and you know sometimes and Marchenko. Ironically, it was against Dallas when he got hit on the bench with puck, and the Stars have been plagued by, like, Mason Marchman has been dramatically impacted by taking that puck to the face, it seems like months ago now. Marchenko's first game, he missed the game here as the slew of injuries started piling up for Columbus, and amidst their really tough 10-game stretch, for the first time, Marchenko went quiet.
Yep.
And I think sometimes we make a big deal about it, and then we forget what it's like to try to continue to play through it. And this is no coincidence, obviously. Like, it's just not the same. And Marchenko finally scored last night, and it was a huge goal, which gave them the opportunity to ultimately win in the shootout. So, if anything beyond the victory can come from last night, it was Monahan returning and Marchenko scoring.
Boone Jenner scoring?
I saw the most unbelievable. Who's on the line with Monahan and Marchenko? Is it Voronkov? Can you look that
up
real quick?
But let me just look.
So,
quickly.
Because Monahan's been out for so long.
Yeah, it is Voronkov, yes.
They had a graphic on the Columbus broadcast last night. Even strength, goals per 60.
Yep.
That line is number one in the NHL ahead of McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman.
Ooh.
And they were almost at six goals per 60, like 5.75, and they've only been on for like 1.3 against. It is absolutely incredible what that trio done, and maybe now with Monahan back in the mix, it can really spur them.
Look, do I think Columbus is going to make it? No, I think they've fallen a little far, but they're only 2 points back of Montreal. Montreal has a game in hand. I think Montreal, for me, when you talk about top line, Caulfield, Suzuki, Slafkovský, they're about as good as any top line right now. And they may get Caden Gooley back on the back end, so it will be interesting, but good on Columbus for coming back after those two controversial goal calls in the game.
So real quick then for the audience that may have tuned in a little late here on Sabres Live, from a Buffalo standpoint, if Jiří Kulík comes back in the mix tonight, how are you looking at the lines? Is it possible that we could see Kulík back in the middle with even Isaac Rosén potentially on his right side?
So I think that would be the fit. So last game in Winnipeg, the Sabres went Benson, Thompson, Tuck, and they went Paterka, McLeod, Quinn. I don't think you change that. Look, you just won a big game in Winnipeg. And is it because James Reimer played well? Yeah, but you still produced.
Yeah.
You still scored. So I would not change those two lines. So if that kind of process of elimination tells me that Zucker, Kulík, and Rosén would be together, and that Kozak would be with Krebs and Malenstein.
Yep.
So that is what makes sense to me. Now, I could also see moving Kulík to the wing and maybe Kozak in the middle and Rosén would play with Krebs and Malenstein. Like, there could be a, but I don't think the top six changes. And I think you get Kulík, Rosén, and Zucker playing together on a third line.
Beautiful. Quick timeout here on Sabres Live. Back to wrap right after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.